We Have Concerns is only possible through the support of our listeners. To find out how to participate in live video hangouts, get your episodes a day early, and get bonus content, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I want to see it. I hear the lake is crazy beautiful.
Crazy beautiful, crazy low. I'm very curious to see how low it is.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
It is real scary.
It's not so much a swimming lake as it is a wading lake these days.
Yeah, it's like you might get your ankles wet.
Enjoy your almond milk, bastards. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Don't write to us about how almond milk isn't the problem. I know almond milk isn't the problem.
It's a problem.
It's one of many problems.
It's a small problem.
Maybe one of the smallest problems. Anyway.
Do you you love your pets, right?
Dude, love my dog.
Yeah.
Love my
dog. Adorable. Little Dagger. He's sort of the We Have Concerns mascot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful companion. Sucks he's going to die someday.
Yeah, tell me about it. I think about that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I actually do think about it, especially now that he's around 7 years old. I mean, he's going to live to about 12 to 15 because he's a small breed, but like, I think about it. He gets, you know, he's starting to get a little more like white fur and stuff.
It's one
he
of the
and I
reasons.
Are aging at the same rate currently.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's one of the reasons that I do not want pets. I do not want to go through that. And it's inevitable to go through that. And one of the alternatives that people have been attempting for a lot of reasons, ease of ownership, and maybe not having to worry about the finality of death.
Children.
No. They still go through all that.
Yeah, they still. But you don't have to be around to see it.
Hopefully, if you're lucky.
But most people don't have to be around to see it.
Yeah. No, inorganics.
But those are the odds.
The organic part is the problem in most people's eyes. So I don't know if you remember, back in the 90s, Sony introduced a purchasable robot dog.
The Aibo.
Aibo.
Oh my God, I wanted an Aibo so bad.
Did you?
I wanted an Aibo so bad. I used to go on Aibo fan sites, and I would look on eBay every once in a while because sometimes somebody would be selling a completely refurbished Aibo.
These were not cheap.
They were, I think it was like $3,500 for an Aibo until they got to the last one, which looked like a little cartoon dog, which I fucking hated.
It had like an actual dog face. The early Aibos looked like robots in the form of dog.
Yeah.
They were robots first, dogs second.
They went sort of from Rush in Mega Man, to sort of an actual sort of like Sanrio looking dog,
which not as cool.
Although the final one looked like a fucking Terminator, if it was.
Yeah,
a dog.
That one's a little terrifying. That it had like laser eyes.
Oh, it was a nightmare. Like,
yeah,
no wonder that one didn't sell well. Great job, Sony.
Well, Sony has
make it look like a death machine. Like, hey, look what we got you for Christmas, buddy.
Oh my God, it's a
identify to Aibo.
My name's Timmy.
Timmy, we are now best friends.
Oh, good. Do you want to play Aibo?
No.
Oh, what do you want to do, Aibo?
Sit still, Timmy.
I'm sitting.
Aibo is scanning best friend. Timmy is weak and small.
What?
Aibo will either protect or destroy Timmy. Aibo has not decided yet.
Oh, Aibo, please protect me.
Aibo wants to play with ball now. You will throw ball to Aibo.
Okay, Aibo. Here's...
Don't throw like girl.
Can I roll it to you?
Making moral judgment about Timmy.
Oh.
Ding. Leaning more towards kill.
Oh, no. Aibo, you're the best dog. You're a good dog. You're a really, really good dog.
Lots of talk, no ball, best friend.
Oh, here's the ball. Here's the ball.
Good. Aibo love ball. Ball is great. Aibo vaporized ball.
Oh, that was my only ball, Aibo.
Timmy will buy new ball, better ball, shinier ball.
But I...
Son, I think you and your new little friend are going to get along just fine.
Dad, it's probably listening to us right now.
I know. Just keep smiling.
Okay.
I'm so sorry that I did this to us. I'm so sorry. I love you too, Timmy.
I can hear everything.
Aibo, no, we weren't talking about you. We were just...
Live in fear of Aibo. Aibo does not care.
Yeah, so there were various versions of Aibo.
That was not maybe the one to get, but there were good versions.
He's actually sold fairly well for a while, despite their high price tag, but especially in Japan.
There was a huge, hugely devoted but small community that would share firmware updates and hacks with each other.
Yeah.
That would like share tips with each other for sort of getting the most out of the AI and training the AI the best, just like actual dog owners.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I'm trying to teach my dog to go to the bathroom outside. He's not really getting the crate training. What have you guys done? Hey, my Ibo does this, and right. It's not really what I want my Ibo to do. How did you train your Ibos to behave a little better? It was a real pet ownership community.
That's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I love it.
Here's the weird thing. We just got this article sent to us by Zachary Sears, who sent it to us via our email at wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. You can also use our subreddit at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. This is an article about how these now 16-year-old robots, they've stopped manufacturing them. And they were manufactured in 1999. They've started to stop working. They've started to die, in effect. And since they're not making them anymore, there are no replacement parts to be had. There's no repair service. Sony used to repair them for you if they malfunctioned.
Yeah.
There's no repair service anymore. So there's these people who still have their Ibo, who still treat their Ibo like a pet, like a member of the family. And they're having to face the realization that their Ibo robot is going to die, in effect.
Wow. So this says two things to me. This says, number one, even though this was 15 years ago, nobody has come close since to creating a consumer product or kind of an enthusiast product like the Ibo.
Because people would just replace it?
I think, number one, yes. Mm-hmm. Just like eventually my dog will die and I'll mourn, but then I'll probably get another dog. I'm a dog person, right?
Yeah.
But in the 15 years since the Ibo came out, 16 years, there were all these robot pets that came out, all mm-hmm. of these things. But people kind of got them and played with them for a couple days and junked them. Yeah. I remember Tiger made one. I remember Sega made one. I remember there were tons of these little robot pets. But this means that Sony kind of did something that nobody else has. I mean, we could make a better robot dog now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way we couldn't make a much better robot dog now.
Sure, 15 years of technological advancement. Yeah, of course.
But nobody has. And number two, this says a lot about how much we are going to eventually become attached to the artificial intelligence in our lives.
Well, it speaks to the capability of human beings to anthropomorphize and have emotional attachments to inanimate objects, right?
Well, because was the Ibo really that close to having a real dog, or was it sort of close enough that you could trick your brain into making the Ibo an emotional outlet?
Well, I think that it's the latter. And I think that because it doesn't really behave like a dog. I mean, sometimes it does, but it also like plays music and mm-hmm. will talk to you in your native language. Like it doesn't have the limitations of a dog. So it's not trying to create a one-to-one dog experience.
And maybe that's why it was so good, is they were like, look, we can't. Like, there's no way to make a dog, but could we make something that is kind of a buddy that kind of elicits an emotional response from people?
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. There's this filling in of the weaknesses of the technology.
Yeah.
And this whole article was about people, their feelings over knowing now that they don't own an immortal pet.
And it's coming to terms with the fact that they have a very short time left with it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It talks about this guy who's sort of taken it upon himself to be a third party repairman for Ibos for people, but the only thing he can do is salvage parts from other Ibos. So he's literally like taking people's dead Ibo and giving life to other Ibo.
Yeah, dude, and that's crazy because you would see on eBay people selling busted Ibos for parts, and the descriptions on eBay would be the saddest thing. It would
be
like,
selling Bunny.
Yeah.
Bunny has been a good boy for 15 long years.
Like, yeah. Hopefully you and your Ibo will be able to get a few more years of time together. I wasn't able to get, like, these were the descriptions.
Crazy.
It was so nuts. And then to think about it, okay, I'm an Ibo owner and I need to fix my Ibo.
Right.
The only way to do that is to tear things from the corpse of another Ibo and Frank and Ibo.
Like,
yeah. I don't know. Like, what if my dog gets sick and I'm just like, look, the only thing I can do is go around the neighborhood and grab other dogs and graft these dog parts onto my dog because I love my dog. And my dog will never die.
So much. I mean, that's a Tim Burton movie, but it happened.
Basically, I think that was.
I think it'd be funny if you'd had to like get parts from the Terminator Ibo version and you're like, Ibo, you're behaving strangely.
You have like the cutest Ibo. You have like the little roly poly one, but you have to keep grafting on these like killer robot
parts.
It's
got one laser eye and one like adorable dog eye.
It's just like,
hello, Jeff.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back, Bunny.
Me too. Jeff, question.
Oh, yes, Bunny?
My right leg.
Yeah.
Looks different.
Well, you had a little problem and we had to fix you. That's why you've been away for a while.
Thank you for fixing me, Jeff. Right leg tells me to kill.
I need you to ignore the messaging from the right leg. Unfortunately, we had to...
I'm trying, Jeff, but it keeps getting louder and louder.
Bunny, you need to be a good boy. You need to remember
Bunny
all the years we've
boy.
Had together.
Bunny is good boy.
Okay, Bunny, thank you. Now,
Bunny will kill somebody.
Why, you're kind of...
Bunny
your leg,
will strangle.
Your leg is moving. Are you aware of the leg moving?
Bunny will only strangle bad people, Jeff.
But I'm not a bad person.
Some people deserve it, Jeff.
No, nobody deserves to be strangled, Bunny. Be a good Bunny.
Maybe someone does.
Oh, boy.
Maybe one person. Maybe just one person, Jeff, to make the voice go away.
Bunny, it's not a good idea. Please.
Jeff, my right leg wants a friend. Right leg says, give me new left leg. Right leg says, make me stronger, Jeff. Also, can we play with ball?
Oh, no. No. I heard about this from the people that I bought your leg from. Bad idea to play with ball.
Jeff, you make me sad.
Don't be sad. I'm just gonna shut you off for a little while, okay, Bunny? We'll play
not,
a little
Jeff.
Later. No, please.
No, you're not.
Okay, now you've never
come on close and try to do it, Jeff. Let's see what happens.
Bunny?
Right leg tells me Jeff is now mean.
Bunny. He goes back. Hello, Timothy. I really appreciate you giving me this part. I'm just gonna give it right back to you.
No! No!
Timothy.
No, you can't. No, we don't want it back. You get away from here. You get away from my son. You took that part. The curse is yours. Shkunk.
Oh, Timothy. One day I'll sell enough parts of that killer to get you new parts. And then I'll have my son again.
He's got missing eaten parts.
And so the circle continues.
Yes.
That's a weird thing. That's a weird crossroads to be at, to love this thing as though it was alive and have to cannibalize other things that people have loved.
Do you think it's a healthy thing or an unhealthy thing to love something that isn't alive?
Oh, man.
To care for it, to feel attachment to it.
I think we feel attachment to things all the time.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, I love my iPad.
Sure. I think, you know, there are musicians that have their instrument
yeah,
that they always play and they
sure.
always fix up and that's the only one they want to play.
Yeah.
I think,
Willie
you know.
Willie Nelson, right? The famous Willie Nelson, like, isn't his guitar Camille or something like that?
Yes.
And he's only ever played that one guitar and it's got like holes and crazy shit in it because it's the only guitar he believes in.
I mean, kids have their stuffed animals or their stuffed toys that they always have. Yeah. We have Lucky Charms that we carry around, things that were.
Only when I'm hungry.
That's your one.
That wasn't even.
And I saw it coming. That's the thing. I said Lucky Charm, and I was like, this motherfucker right here.
Get your hands off me, Lucky Charms.
Here's what's
going to
happen.
That's what I would say.
But I think, yeah, I think we do have a tendency, people with their cars, some people, you know,
yeah,
we all
yeah.
have these objects that we kind of love. And
but
I don't
not,
think it's
we don't treat them like members of our family. I think the people in this video, and I don't know if they played it up for the video that was embedded in the article. But they really were like petting it and treating it in a way like there's nothing petting does to a robot dog.
Well, I'm not projecting onto these people and I don't want you to think that, but there have been, I'm not making a value judgment on them, but there have been tons and tons of studies, mostly on people with social anxiety or lonely people or
right.
the elderly mm-hmm. that say that having a robot companion or an AI companion of any kind, even if it's a simple one,
mm-hmm.
helps people with their emotional issues,
right.
Helps keep the elderly sharp, you know, helps keep their brain going.
Right.
So I think we have this need to put emotion into things. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's entirely unhealthy to put your emotion into a robot. I think it's probably good if you have some real people thrown in there too.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I think it's good. I think it's a good thing if it helps people get in touch with their emotions and it helps them kind of have an outlet for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I love it. We were watching the video about Pepper, that new robot that just came out that SoftBank made.
Oh, that's like Aibo if Aibo was like a six-year-old child.
Yeah, it's like a kid. It's like a kid robot.
Looks like Astro Boy to me.
Yeah, and it talks and it does all these crazy things, and it has like a very human range of expression and motion.
And it's got those big anime eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I watched that video, I thought about it and I was like, you know, if I was living alone or if I was like sitting around or like if I had an office, like if I worked out of an office, I would have a Pepper running around the office because it's kind of like, it's kind of cool. It's, you're talking at a thing like a sounding board. I do this with my dog too. Whenever I'm working on something, I talk to my dog about it.
Right.
I don't really expect my dog to talk back.
But if he
when he does, it's really surprising. But so I would do the same thing with Pepper, and I feel like that's good. You
just paint a face on a volleyball, man.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. I've seen that movie.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think that can be healthy. I like that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, anything that makes one feel less alone, I suppose, is a positive thing.
Plus, you can just like, you can turn Pepper off too. So like when I want a sounding board or like somebody I want to like bounce things off of or somebody to talk to, that's great. When I want a dog, there's Aibo, and that's great. But when I don't want a dog or I don't want a child, I fucking switch them both off. And that's something that I'll never have again in my life.
That's very true. I just think it's crazy that you still have to deal with loss, even for a thing.
Yeah.
Like everything entropies, right? Everything's going to break down. Everything's going to die at some point.
Yeah, that's the universe, man.
It sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, 16 years, hey, if you
in robot dog years, that's a lot.
But it is. Like if you had a real dog, 16 years is like a really long time for a dog.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about a robot dog is at least, you know, while it may break down entirely, like it doesn't age. It doesn't get sick. You don't have to like watch your robot dog kind of decline.
Right.
It's exactly as it was up until the point when it stops working, which in a way is kind of better.
I guess, yeah. It's timeless until it just keels over.
Yeah.
I truly find it hard to believe that these people have been using this toy for 16 straight years. I feel like
I've never met anybody that has one. As much as I've been in love with them forever, I've never gone to the house of somebody with an Aibo and actually played with one and seen what they're like.
Yeah.
And I desperately want to know.
Well, they're not particularly impressive. They're, you know, they, at least according to the video that I watched, it moves slowly around your house. It, you know, it will talk at you with pre-recorded little phrases, and it will sing songs.
It's just a fucking Roomba. Roomba that chases a ball instead of cleaning up.
Yeah, without the chores. I feel like these people are like, yeah, it sucks it's going to die, but I haven't turned it on in like 2 years. I mean, do you think these people really are actively engaged with their
Aibo?
I
think they specifically sought out the people that are. I think there are probably tons of people that shelved their Aibo or put their Aibo in a closet.
Right.
I don't think that this thing is a magical companion that acts like a dog. I think some people just wanted like this thing. This thing is enough dog and enough interaction for them.
Right.
And so they're able to put their emotion into it. What I really want more than anything is now that Pepper's out, and Pepper is $2,000. You think about it. The Aibo was $3,500, I think, when it came out.
Oh, wow.
Like $3,000, $4,000. Let's talk about making an Aibo that's like $700 right now.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about what a $700 robot dog looks like right now.
Yeah.
If that robot child is $2,000. Because a dog is about 60% of a child. I think we can agree on that.
In
terms of value.
That's the math of
it's like 1.4 dogs to children.
Right.
Right? And that's why if you see two dogs drowning and a child drowning, if
you should save both dogs, yeah,
you're actually saving
mathematically,
more life.
Yeah. Mathematically, you're in the clear.
That's the worth of a dog to a child. So if we could get a $700 robot dog, I feel like that would be pretty dope right now.
I'm worried that what a robot dog looks like in 2015 is put your phone in it. Stick your phone in its back.
No, fuck that. No, shut up. No, I don't want that shit. I want an autonomous robot dog.
Control it with your phone app.
Now, there should be some things where the phone networks into it. I agree with that. Like, if I don't feel like yelling for the dog, I should be able to, like, come, you know, sit.
Yeah.
You know, if I feel like cheating, Actually, sometimes when I feel like cheating. I don't know. Would you get a robot dog right now? If there was like a, if we made the best possible $1,000 robot dog we could, would you be interested?
Yeah, absolutely. I would be interested. My wife gets upset at me because I say no pets.
Yeah.
This would be a workaround. Are you more interested in robot dog that looks like Aibo, that looks like a robot, or do you want it to have like a fur overlay?
Fuck that noise. Fuck that scary Chuck E. Cheese bullshit.
You don't
fuck
want that Uncanny Valley
five
happening?
Five Nights at Freddy's coming alive at night, breathing down my neck when I'm asleep. No. I want it to look like a goddamn robot. I want it to look like Rush. I don't need a fucking dog. No. Right. I don't know. What about you guys? Would you buy a robot pet? Do you think you could love a robot pet? Let us
furry or no furry. Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Remember, that's the pet. That's not your personal preference. That's for you.
No judgments.
No judgments, but that's not what we're asking right now. You can let us know on Twitter, and you can hashtag that poor Timothy. And I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, you enjoying the show?
I'm totally enjoying the show. It's like one of my favorite things.
I know you're enjoying the show, but I'm asking if the audience is enjoying the show.
Oh.
I can't hear them. I can't hear you guys.
Take my word for it.
So the best way to let us know you're enjoying the show is to leave a review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Or the platform of your choice. You know, on iTunes, it would be great if you would leave us 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to write a review.
Oh, God, it's useless.
No.
Why would anybody do that?
Nobody reads the reviews. What you can do is give us 5 stars and then write out some speculative fiction about how your robot pet will wind up killing you. I want to know how you died in the hands
that would be good.
Or the paws of your robot pet. And those 5-star reviews really help us. They move us up the ranks. They get us featured. They get us new concerned citizens. They really help the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.